My name is Gary Hughes, and I am a programmer with Terra Verde on KPFA, and I'm speaking right now with Ale Parra from Temuco, Chile, at the Cumbre de los Pueblos, the People's Summit in Santiago de Chile. Ale, maybe you could introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the work that you do in Temuco.
Yes, hello everybody. I'm Alejandra Parra Muñoz. I'm from Temuco, a city in the south of Chile, and I work with the Environmental Rights Action Network, a small grassroots organization that fights for the environment as a human right.
And you have been involved with some of the presentations and workshops here at the Cumbre de los Pueblos, the People Summit. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've been presenting on here at the Cumbre?
Yes, we were talking this morning about how the waste is something produced by this economic system, which is very unfair and produces a lot of unfair things in this linear production system that uses nature as much as uses people. And the result is waste and people who have to deal with it and the environmental impacts of waste and also the environmental impacts of where the waste come from, like from the activities that produce first of all, that extracts raw material from nature and all the environmental impacts that causes in the communities that live where the raw materials are extracted from. And we talked a lot about how grassroots recyclers are involved in this and how they are recovering materials from the waste and dignifying themselves by doing that, finding a work, a job to do, a role in the society, and how they don't have enough recognition for that work, and how we really need to put them inside the new systems we are trying to push as a social movement towards zero waste, which is the real solution we think we need, and we should involve waste pickers or grassroots recyclers in these zero waste systems. And that's what we promote, the zero waste way of living, philosophy for living, and municipal systems to deal with waste where the waste is conceived as something that we don't need to hide, but we need to find ways of not producing it, actually, and recovering the materials that we produce in the waste stream instead of just putting it underground or incinerating it. That is something that we are currently fighting against in my city, Temuco, because this proposal to build an incinerator in Lautaro, which is a small city next to Temuco, and where they want to build an incinerator to burn the waste from Temuco, the capital of the region. So we came here with two people from two Mapuche communities from Lautaro that would be impacted negatively by this incinerator, and we are fighting together with them to stop this project and go towards the real direction we should be taking, and that is zero waste.
And the Cumbre de los Pueblos here in Santiago is happening, you know, in the context of the United Nations Conference of Parties, the COP25, that moved to Madrid. So do you have any comments for people in Madrid now that they went to Madrid for the UN meeting instead of coming to Chile? Anything you would think that people who are at COP25 should really know about what's happening in Chile, whether it be specifically the work that you're doing or just what's happening in Chile right now?
Yeah, two things about Madrid. Actually, a group of people from the municipality of Temuco and other municipalities of the region and the head of the regional government went to Madrid in 2015 to look how Madrid treat their waste. And that's where they found this great idea of putting an incinerator here to burn the waste of Temuco. So, European people should be very careful on about what are they pushing towards South America. We don't want the bad examples of Europe, and some countries in Europe are promoting these kind of technologies, but they have already proved it's not the right direction to take. And it's also a very dangerous thing to build in Chile. We don't have the experience of dealing with incinerators, and it's going to cause for sure very bad environmental outcomes and the raising of several diseases, including cancer. So we don't want that. We want the good stuff, the good examples from Europe, like a lot of cities that have implemented the zero waste strategy, which is actually something that could help in releasing less less gases that provoke the global warming. That is one thing. Another thing is what we are dealing currently in Chile in relation to this massive movement of people fighting for justice, actually, for social justice and justice in all kinds of all that we are fighting in Chile. Environmental justice is also one of the things we are asking for and demanding for to our government. And the answer from the government have been just repression, violence from the police, from the militaries some weeks ago. And so we are not having a good time here. We are demanding for what is right. And actually, I am kind of sorry that the COP25 was moved to Europe, because all the attention that was bringing to Chile was going to be very helpful for our demands to be seen all around the world. But unfortunately, it was moved, and Chile is still the presidency is still holding the presidency of the COP, and is not the best country to be leading how we should deal with the global warming, try to stop it, try to minimize it, and Chile is not going in the right direction on that. We know that Chile is proposing hydroelectricity and tree plantations as mitigation ways of the global warming, but in the south of Chile, we have a lot of tree plantations, and we have a lot of proposals for implementing hydroelectric dams, and we are not happy at all with that. We have a lot of environmental impacts because of the tree plantations, the lack of water in the rural areas. We are in a region that is very rainy, but hundreds of thousands of people have to get water from trucks. And that's because the tree plantations use all the water that is underground. We are talking about thousands of hectares of tree plantations. In total, there are close to 3 million hectares of tree plantations in Chile, in between mainly two regions, Biobío region and Araucaria region. So we are talking about an activity that is already very expanded, and we don't need more tree plantations. We need less tree plantations in order to recover the water for the people. And also the hydroelectric projects, the projects to build hydroelectric dams are causing a lot of environmental conflicts with the local communities. The rivers are getting smaller and smaller over time, and we don't need these projects to take the water and use it for generating energy, because we don't need more energy. We know that energy is for other countries, or is for big companies that want to use it. It's not for the people, and it's energy that is going to be used also to feed this linear system that is using nature for profit, and the result of that is environmental degradation, global warming, and a lot of waste that is ending up also in local communities, and especially in Mapuche communities in my region. So it's not the right way we should take for solutions. The solution is to stop thinking on this fantasy that we are gonna live like the European way of living or the way of living of the United States. That is just not possible. The Earth have limits. We have limited amounts of materials. So we already have ways of living that use too much of the planet for living. And we shouldn't be telling everybody that that is the right way of living. We should look more to the way of living of indigenous people, for example, that have a very close connection with their environments and a more respectful way of using the resources from the nature, and a more sober way of living, I would say. And they don't want to, you know, have a lot of cars, have a lot of TV, a lot of computers, a lot of cell phones. They just want to live in balance with nature and with their own people and with other people. And that's just the way we all should be thinking on taking that direction.
All right. And maybe just a last question, Alejandra, looking a little bit at these contradictions of Chile carrying forth with the presidency of the COP, that, you know, we get the news from the United Nations climate talks that celebrate science, and then especially celebrating the youth, the importance of following the youth and listening to the youth. Yet obviously here in Chile, this moment, this very awoken political moment has been led by young people. And then there was some stuff that happened in Temuco yesterday at the one of the universities in the town. Can you tell us a little bit about what you know about what happened in Temuco and how that should be actually something that should be of concern to people who are in Madrid right now at these United Nations climate talks?
Yeah, yesterday in Temuco there was a demonstration outside UFRO University, and the demonstration was made by students demanding more respect from the police to the first aid groups that are helping injured people during manifestations, because there is this first aid group in Temuco that helps people who is injured by the police in the manifestations, and they are getting beaten up by the police, and they are getting gas with tear gas by the police. And so people was defending that group of people, the people who is taking care of the injuries, and the police just came and raided the university. There is a video of tens and tens and tens of police from special force going inside to the university and chasing the students. And so, yeah, it's not safe here to mobilize, but we are still doing it because we know there is no other way to change the way things are here in Chile, like very unfair, and how the money from the government is spent so unfair, how we have just private services for our basic needs like health, and the money for the old people pensions is also under a privatized system that is actually stealing the money from the old people, and so the people who have a pension now have very, very little money to live on, less than half of the minimum wage in Chile, so not enough for rent, not enough for food, for medicines, for anything. And that's are the things we're fighting for, basic stuff. And we are getting an answer from the government that is just repression, not listening to the people. Actually, more than 290 people have lost one of their eyes at least because of the police shooting on people's faces. So yeah, we need to draw attention to that and not forget that the president of Chile is not going to Madrid because he has been told by this judge in Spain that he might be arrested because of violation of human rights in Chile. So please, everybody, bear that in mind and remind it to the Chilean representatives that are in Madrid. And remember that the real solutions won't come from science. Actually, a lot of the problems have been caused by science. And the real solutions will come from the people and from the people's organizations and the people's work and local communities' work. And that's what we really need to keep in mind.
All right. Thank you so much, Alec. Thank you.
Thank you.